איזה כיף.
It's really fun to see all of you here Friday morning. Okay, we're going to have a conversation with Rav regarding the spiritual women's spiritual development. A couple of announcements. Please turn off your phones. So whoever did not do it yet, please look at your phone and make sure that it is turned off. And the second request is, when you will be given the privilege to ask a question, whoever wants to ask a question, in order for all of your viewers in Israel and around the world to enjoy the question and the answer, please wait for the mic. The usher will come up, give you a mic, and then you could ask the question loudly and clearly after you stood up, and the cameras can get you in focus. And something which is... we have a new book, Meeting with Kabbalah, an amazing story, an amazing book, which includes conversations, Rav Lightman with different celebs and all different famous people and scholars from Israel and around the world. This book is going to be in the Stimatsky book chain and the Tzomet Sfarim book chain soon. Thursday evening in Stimatsky Gan Ha'ir Tel Aviv. Again, that's the Stimatsky in the Gan Ha'ir Canyon in Tel Aviv. There will be the christening of the book, and you can no longer buy it here, but only in bookshops and Stimatsky and Tzomet Sfarim. So we recommend you dearly. It is a fabulous book for anyone beginning, anyone wanting to know or introducing the wisdom of Kabbalah to anyone else through the famous people that come here. And this is the book. And Campus Kabbalah, as always, thank you. Phones. I said phones? Okay. Okay. So, unfortunately, there's only one day in the whole year that is the Women's Day. It's not just, but we'll have a conversation for the sake of the matter, and all days of the year should be dedicated for the matter, but that's the way it is. You can't hear out there? Hey, what happened? Okay. I need for each drop to tell more and more. We're studying from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the beginning of creation, not from this world, all of our principles. From our principles, we learn that the Creator has created the will to receive. And this desire, it's neither man nor woman, but it's a will to receive, a will to enjoy. And this desire, the way it was created, it cannot be corrected. Its correction is to become like the Creator. Therefore, this desire to begin with is called Adam, from the word similar to the Creator, Edame le Bore. And in order to allow it to truly let it be, become like the Creator, divide it into two, into Zachar and Nukva, male and female. And only this way, that on the one hand, it's that same one desire, but divided into two parts, separate parts, extremely distant from each other according to their nature of existence. It's two worlds. We don't know this to that extent because we're distant from our root and we don't know, we're not conscious of how different we are, men and women. But in the souls, the difference is great. And necessarily in that, in the completion, as it is said, man and woman, divinity between them, by the unity that we need to study, what is the unity that has to be between them? Then we come to that state where Adam HaRishon that was created as one cannot come to. So our complete path from Adam HaRishon and the way divided into two, and they came down to our world, two types of souls, a soul from the root of a man and a soul from the root of a woman, divided into many, many parts and descended. And since there is such a hardship to connect between us spiritually, that it is necessary to divide the souls into billions of parts, and each part will perform its work, and also not all at once, but throughout its whole life, and not only one lifetime, but reincarnations, more incarnations, and this way each one makes his correction. We only now came to a state where we began to hear that there are corrections, there's a goal to connect together, to be as one, like the Creator is one, the creature is also one, and later on connects with the Creator in adhesion. And all this we actually have to perform, and our work is between these two parts of creation, men and women. And look how our work was divided, so not that Adam and Eve can't do it all at once, but throughout thousands of years of development, and from our times and onwards, more and more steps and changes, degrees, which we have to go through in order to reach the unity that could truly exist between man and woman, the spiritual unity. As a result of it, of course, in the corporeal world. Why as a result? Because we learn that all that exists in this world is a result of the spiritual world. And there is no weed below, that there is no angel, that there's not an angel above it that strikes it and tells it to grow. Everything happening in this world is the world of results. If we want to change something, we have to elevate. We have to rise to the upper world, to the world of Atzilut, more precisely, to the place of control. And from there can we change our faith, our destiny. In our world, we see that no matter how we try to make our lives better, we try a thousand different methods, it doesn't help. So if we want to reach happy life among, with the family, with the children, with your sibling, on earth, we have to make spiritual corrections. And then from there will come down the forces that will manage us correctly. We learn this from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and I see that more and more people in the world agree with this, because this general despair we're going through from our development, our corporeal development, it nonetheless makes us more attentive to what is written. When we'll learn, when we'll study the wisdom of Kabbalah, we'll know how to make our lives better, how to connect correctly with our other half, and by this we'll come to inner happiness and also an external one in the family life. Without learning this wisdom, we see that today the families, they fall apart, the children, they distance themselves, people get into drugs, into everything that breaks us. And therefore, this principle that only from the upper, from above, shall the power of correction come. This is the correct one. He who makes peace in the heavens shall bring peace upon us, only this way. And we also learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah that everything is attainable only by the raising, elevating of man. You elevate from below, we elevate from below the deficits for correction. We provoke correctly the sources, and then from there comes down upon us the power that corrects us, namely that we have to want to scrutinize what we do have to do in order for our desire to be more precise, more aimed correctly. And then, if we reach the proper, the correct desire, it provokes that power from above. As it is said, make your desire like his. And then it works. I receive from above what I want. It's like a child that asks for a toy. Till he'll ask what he's supposed to get, he can't get it. And this way we're actually with the upper power that controls everything, that operates everything. Therefore, it is worthwhile for us to study that none of us, neither man nor woman nor both of us, in a family coupling or any sort of coupling, cannot be happy if we will not know how to provoke upon ourselves the good power, the power that will make life good for us. Therefore, although there is the International Women's Day, it's not a day, but it's simply a process that we have to go through together and to let each and every one his part in correction, give each one his part in correction so that both men and women will know what our good fortune, our good future depends on. This is actually what I wanted to say. I don't want to begin and draw the sefirot and the worlds and where is the man and the woman there and the spiritual world, because I see a very verified public today, a very verified audience. And although it's the easiest for me to speak technically through spiritual technique, but let's try and talk closer to us. So, nonetheless, the principle we talked about, that there is one soul, one creature, Adam, has to divide into two in order to bring itself from the degree on which it is created, from the degree where he is a creature to the degree where he is the creator. So this is interesting. He needs for the female power to part from him, to feel that it is beside him, as help against him, that with her help he rises to the degree he is born small and circumcised. And it is written that he was born as a thief. He was born on the degree where he was an angel. In short, born on a very small degree in order to elevate from his degree to the degree of Adam, Gadlut, where he is equal with the Creator, to compare with him. Then he needs necessarily that power of the woman to come out of him, to be outstanding, the system. And by it, he is capable of rising. So we, as men, we also learn these things in tests and in all other places. The power of the woman in us and also in different parts of the world. The truth is we've never learned this, how it's supposed to take place in people, because each time, each generation, the Kabbalists up to our generation, each one was separately. So he knew that on the inside he's a man, that inside himself he has the male and female parts, and he has to work with them on the inside. There were very few Kabbalists that on their side, by their side, there were women devoted to the matter, and they realized as a couple all the corrections. It's like in the forefathers, it's said. But in our times, we already stumble upon a completely new phenomena, that neither the man on his own or the woman on her own, neither the man within the woman or the woman within the man, this partition exists, but simply all of humanity, they begin to awaken towards the correction, and then we identify both of these great large bodies in humanity, men and women, that begin in a large group, each one of them in two large groups. These two large groups are beginning to be in mutual work and in completion of one another. The truth is that we can only take examples from what took place in one man, about what was sometimes written about a man and a woman, but how to manage all of this system, man and woman as two groups and humanity, we don't know how to do this. It simply happens for the first time in history. And therefore, we have to give answers for the questions that were not previously scrutinized. And we're together with you as beginners, beginning this new stage in humanity, the stage of correction. Therefore, many things, they come as a result of experience, like most of the wisdom of Kabbalah that comes as a result of experience, from the research of the upper nature. So we'll try to answer these questions, and especially if we'll advance together, we'll find answers within ourselves. So Niv, he made a lot of preparation work. He arranged many things here. I see before him here. Let's see what he found, and accordingly, maybe we'll clarify a couple of more points, and afterwards, questions. So, truly, many, many questions came from around the whole world, tens of questions, most of them around the question of inner work, woman's inner work. It's really tens of questions regarding the subject. There were many other questions about dissemination, education, but undoubtedly the inner work matter is the most, it is what bothers a woman today, the woman that studies with us in all circles. And before this, I would like to read out something about men and women. There's an article here from Rabash's articles, from Dargot HaSulam, first volume, Reish Tzadik Dalet is the number of the article. I'll read out the first paragraph. It is called Necessarily by Man and Woman. Article Reish Tzadik Dalet from Dargot HaSulam, Kerach Aleph, first volume, Rabash. Necessarily by Man and Woman is an embryo born. However, from a male on his own or a female on her own, nothing could be born. There could be no procreation, and on way of moral, the male is called bestowal and the female reception. And the procreations are good deeds for there to be in them the spirit of life. It seems to us that it's pretty spiritual, but in action we see that behind all the deeds in the world, no matter how much it doesn't look to us that way, there is a woman standing behind there. And it said that behind a successful man, there's a woman standing there, and also behind an unsuccessful man. So not to take it only from the good side, but it's true, it's correct. And we see that the human wisdom reveal this, that it is a phenomena, truly an outstanding phenomena. As much as a woman worked in a concealed fashion at home with the children and everything, when the man goes out of the house and he is the one outstanding and he is making all the noise in the world, but he's aimed by the woman, and whether he wants it or not, he feels on the inside that there's like a mother looking there within him and holding him. And this thing is rooted in our souls, this connection. And therefore, we have to understand, we see this, we don't see it, but because it's truly the concealed power. We have now Purim coming up, so in the Megillat Esther, the scroll of Esther, it tells us about the final correction, the greatest correction, that at once all of the evil is taken, all of the aman, all of the egoistic desire, and it is corrected, and you reach the final correction, because the Purim is Ke Purim, like Purim. It's like the correction of all the Kelim. So whatever works here, it's Esther working here. It's not written the Book of Aman or Chashverosh, or it's written Megillat Esther, Esther scroll, and when she's revealed a bit, and where is it written about her? On the side someplace, but necessarily because of her revelation, she is the one connecting between Achashverosh and Aman and Mordechai and the Creator. Pay attention how it passes through all the scroll. If someone, one of them wants to perform, to act, she arranges the things. And we have to understand as a result that to which extent this power, this role, It's an essential role. Without it, it's impossible. Therefore, we don't say simply in vain that behind each man there's a woman that holds him, aims him, strengthens him, keeps him, and then somehow he performs in life. Otherwise, our lives would have been much more confused, because the will of a woman, it's more organized, it's more earthly, it's more fundamental. So this chisaron, this lack coming on behalf, coming from the woman's side, if it's realized correctly by the man, then they truly achieve the correct conclusion, total. And as we see it in Megillat Esther, we see it in all other places also, and in total in the Torah, the truth is that each time we seemingly don't see women. Yes, sometimes it's revealed Batya, Tzipora, Sarah, Rivka, Leah, a couple of more prophets, but in total, you don't see women and that power among the power of men. It's not correct. First of all, it's concealed in all the words, even in between the words. Each woman word, it is each word that says it. It means the woman. It is the deficit which operates here. If we will read correctly, even the Pentateuch, we'll see that it's said about the deficit and the action. Deficit and action. So when we talk about an action, then we speak on behalf of man. But the deficit that the woman prepares and operates the whole matter, we're not talking about it because it's concealed. Because we perform, it's by us also from within the concealment. We have the want, the lack, and upon it the Masach and Or Chozer. And then seemingly works the Masach and Or Chozer. How about the deficit? Without it, there is no oviut, there is no perception, there is no essence for the Kli. And because everything is built upon it. But it's important for us to show the results. So a woman, she starts and activates this whole mechanism, but seemingly the man attains something because the Or Chozer is named after him. Therefore it is written so, and this is the way it seems in our world. The truth is that the performing of the Masach and Or Chozer, the creating of the Masach and Or Chozer, it's not the result, it's only the means. The final result is that Or Yashar with the Or Chozer, it returns and fulfills that deficit called woman. Eventually the man turns out here the power of Bina, the power of Bestol, he's merely the means of how to fulfill the deficit. And therefore, turns out that the main power in this world is the woman, and the man, he is only as the man, he is in order to operate him correctly towards the correction, in order for him to bring the light that fulfills the Kli, which is the woman. Meaning that all that was created, that is created above, built upon the Kli, we call it Geverit Gebrut, overcoming the desire to bestow, intention, Masach, Or Chozer, but it all begins with the one, the deficit called Nukva, and everything returns to her because that's the purpose of creation, to fulfill her. Therefore, we have to see, how is the wisdom of Kabbalah built? Because it speaks of the corrections. All of our work is the work of corrections, and therefore, seemingly, it stands out, the male stands out, but eventually, beginning creation and the sealing of creation is by women. Yeah. Okay, question. So, maybe these things here. Read out the bold ones. They're very interesting. He has plenty of pages regarding women and spirituality, but there are a few that it is truly worthwhile for us to hear about. So let's continue with this article. The continuance of the article. Therefore, at a time that a person has the power of bestowal, then he has no exertion. And when there is a rule, lefum tzarag, according to one's exertion is his reward. And since he has only the power of bestowal, nonetheless, he misses, he lacks the exertion there. And if there is no exertion, you cannot achieve the light. As the sages said, if you have not toiled and have not found, do not believe. And if he only has the power of reception and he does not have any sparks of bestowal, it is no longer possible to make the choice for him to disregard the evil and choose the good. Because then he does not have the power by which he can decide to the scale of merit. Therefore, necessarily at a time that both of the powers are equal, namely the power of reception and the power of bestowal, then there is a place for work and exertion for him to be able to overcome by the exertion and to take the matters to a scale of merit. And then whatever he took to a scale of merit is called a procreation, an embryo, meaning that the Creator puts spirit of life into this deed, and this is what means any place I mention my name, I come and bless you. Meaning that the deficit gives the woman, the man, he makes a masach and an overcoming upon it in a form and a manner to the extent to which the chisaron on behalf of the nukva is revealed. And then when you make the zivug de'aka, the chisaron and the zivug together equally, then the light comes. It means that the Creator fulfills the kli. And this way, you work. Either we talk about two lines, right and left, that you take from the left side, the desire, from the right side, the power of overcoming, and both of them work and build the middle line. And each time they build it and elevate it, this means that the procreations are being, the embryos are being procreated. From the fetus is being procreated by the proper connection between man and woman. What else? We have from the article of what are the good deeds of sages, procreations at work, as he writes, the matter of woman is help. A helper, as it is said, it's not good for a man to be on his own. I will make help against him, meaning that the woman is the helper. This means that as she helps him, on behalf of her help, she's called a woman, meaning she completes the work for him by him serving her discernment. Therefore, it is considered to be that she helps him to attain his perfection. This is if we're talking on behalf of a man, because he won't know how to navigate himself. He doesn't know upon what to make the masach or chuzer, overcoming, how to arrange his work without the woman. She necessarily determines by her oviyut what is necessary, what does she need according to the fulfillment, and accordingly she arranges all of the man's spiritual work. Therefore, we see that the Kabbalists have never accepted students that are not married, because the root and the branch in this are very obvious. A man that has to advance in spirituality has to be married, because a woman, she can do without a man, but the man without the woman cannot do. Because if you have a deficit over what are you going to correct? You have nothing to correct. It's called half a body, a part of. Plug means peleg, part. Because necessarily according to the deficit that the woman brings you, according to that deficit does the male build his method of correction. He himself, how to put it, he doesn't know what form of correction does he have to make. Regarding the matter of men and women, remember, divinity between you. And you have to ask, both of them are contradiction. How is it possible that there will be peace amongst them? But necessarily, when Adam becomes privileged, namely that he turns reception into bestowal, which is called reception in order to bestow, then there is peace amongst them. Otherwise, they're in dispute. Or one subjugates himself before the other. And subjugation is not called perfection, because the one in that before him there is the subjugation, he expects the power of control. Here we have the recipe for a good life. If we want to get along, there has to be a goal outside of us, not between us, not if we look at each other, we'll begin and eat up each other. True? For sure. Okay. And what do? Sometimes we fight, sometimes we come closer as if we think there's a solution in it. By this, we truly provoke like a certain evil and afterwards we wish to complete it, but it's not a solution, it's not completion, it's not wholeness. But to reach wholeness and the connection between man and woman, it's like he says here, there has to be the external goal outside of me and outside of her, that same goal to which we connect, from which we're being fulfilled. And therefore, it turns out that not simply so that man and woman, Adam and Eve, turned out, we have that same figure of Adam and Eve, that same form. Each family has the form of Adam and Eve. It's not simply so, but if we take that same goal, each and every family, the same goal as Adam and Eve had during the commandment, that in the mutual work they have to reach adhesion with the Creator. This is the purpose for which they were created and they separated. So if in each and every family, I hope it will come in our times to humanity, this understanding, if in each and every family, between man and woman, we'll take this goal as connecting between us, then we will succeed in the wholeness and completion between us in each and every family. We won't have the problems of divorce and all that we have today. And it exists today only in order to show us where do we have to make the corrections. And the correction is in no psychological form whatsoever, nor any psychological compensation that we already see that we cannot succeed by it. But only man and woman, divinity between them. If we want to discover in the adhesion between us, by the spiritual connection between us, to reach the degree of the Creator, this is possible by man and woman. And therefore, against all this problem of divorce and disputes in the family, there's only this solution. Eventually, we'll see that we have nothing left to do besides truly taking reception as the means, as the practical means for peace at home. Yes? I think that on behalf of the articles, I think these are already harder. Okay, it's becoming a bit harder here, so you want to shift to the questions a bit. And then we'll leave some time for questions for the public, for the audience. Okay. Maybe the question that summarizes all the questions together. What is the inner work, the precise inner work of a woman? If we're talking about spirituality, then we stumble upon this for the very first time because we said that if we talked about once when among those couples like Adam and Eve and Abraham and Sarah, etc., all the forefathers, the work was obvious and clear, and they can't be as an example for us because we don't precisely understand and in total the revelation of the Creator that took place then and how it was obliging, this revelation, how it obliged the connection amongst them. But in our times, like we said, that Adam and Eve, when man divided into two parts that separated and this deficit came out of him called Chava, Eve, and already both of them are together, one against the other as help against him, then each one points at the deficit in the other and the necessity in the other, and in general the connection between them towards the Creator. It turns out that today we're beginning a very, very special era in humanity where both men and women, They are seemingly like the general figure of Adam and Eve, and we need to behave so amongst us in order to complete in our mutual work the general Adam to compare with the Creator. We're both of these great groups that are, it's tens of thousands already existing in the world. They will be in mutuality, in mutual work in between them, so that we'll come to the final correction. The Gemara Tikkun is when both the male part and the female part in one soul will know what to do. And therefore, it's not like it previously was in those couples of the forefathers where there was a man and where the husband and wife, they worked in the family amongst them, both the corporeal and the spiritual family. But today we're speaking about the two great bodies, the women's group and the male group in general humanity. And as much as they know how to complete each other, the work is inner work. The correction is the inner correction. Therefore, today there is no obligation to get married. There's no obligation to get together the way it is in a family. But we're talking here about, in total, we're talking here about the mutual work between those two big parts. And a woman's work regarding the matter is the same work as the man's work. To scrutinize the desires, and as a result of the scrutiny, to complete themselves. The problem is that we forget that the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is a practical, experimental wisdom that is based upon experience. People like us have discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah, the same as you discover physics and chemistry. And is there any other way to discover something in the world? No, there isn't. There is no prepared book falling from the heavens, the book of Torah, or someone wrote it, or someone, he carved it on stones. There's no such thing. But it is a person discovering reality. So, in our times, we make the same path as it is written that a man's soul will teach us. Therefore, if a woman, she studies, she's in dissemination, she tries to discover her desire and how to correct it, then these desires in her, they bring her. All of these discernments, they bring her to the solutions. There is no solution for each and every moment in life. What to do and what to do. And this is a person, he has to study it himself and discover whatever is hidden. Therefore, all the systems that we built is actually the answer. To participate with us and to discover step by step the additional deficits and the possibilities of how to connect, how to discover the Creator, and what, in which form of concealment or revelation is a man. It all comes as a result of experience. The woman's inner work is not that different than a man's work. We complete later on, we'll later on see it, how we complete each other spiritually. But in truth, like among all of humanity, the woman's desire is, it actually defines what happens and puts pressure upon men. This is the way we expect the female part of the world group. This is what we expect of the female part of the world group to provoke their desire for correction, and it would influence the men. But it's without external pressure, physical pressure, it's without talk. But as a result of us being tied in one system in spirituality, this is the way it happens. We know that this is the strongest power than if a woman, by the study, by all the work, by the activities and dissemination that we're trying to develop, it provokes within her, she provokes within herself the deficit. And all of the deficits of the women, they join together, then altogether this deficit, it works on the men, and this is the work. And the male's work is a bit different. It's not in the deficit. It's in completion. It's the men, they have to detect the deficit and to overcome it and to bring it to the realization, meaning that by looking for the power of overcoming, and their power of overcoming is necessarily in the group, in the connection, by annulling their ego in the connection, in the practical action within the group. And then, when they annul their ego, they build amongst them the masach. The masach that they build is actually upon the kli that the women's group brought them, and then the male's masach and the kli of the women, together, they join, and it brings to the revelation of the Creator. Therefore, here, this is the whole of the method. There is no, the more things are, the more original things are, the simpler they are. You talked about deficits, and there's an additional question that says, in order to provoke the deficits, does a woman have to examine her intention the same as a man does? To the extent to which it is possible, of course. Because a woman, she needs to examine the deficit and the intention towards which she wants to come to. But the implementation of the intention, it comes, it results from the male part. And as an exception, like we had the greatest of generation men, there were also the greatest of generation women, where a woman can, the same as the male part, we nonetheless, we work among men, and she can use it without any connection to the man. When I do something with my hands and the woman's part comes and the male part comes and they connect, where do they connect? It's all in spirituality. If she works upon herself and she attains the proper desire with the proper intention for the spiritual correction, suddenly she discovers that there is the male part, there is the masach en or chozer and the fulfillment that awaits her, and she is lacking nothing. She doesn't have to wait for the male part. When will they do something? We, the women, we already finished, and where are you? There's no such thing, where are you? But it's like we talk about a man's work in the group. I'm in a group. The group, it can be a group of beginners. It can be so, they could be so separated, dispersed, not understanding anything. It depends on how I refer to her. If I refer to her correctly, if I refer to them correctly, I enlarge in them, I respect them, I belittle myself. I discover that it's a perfect group, whole, complete, because I discover its inner part. It's not that they don't understand who and what they are. I discover the corrected form existing within them. And then I receive from that corrected form the fulfillment, like we learned from Rabbi Yossi ben Kizma. You heard about it. There was this sage, a great sage in a certain city, and he had students, and he used to teach them, and he was extremely poor. And up to him came people from a different country, and they said, we will build you a whole academy, everyone will come, everything will be so glorious, come to us. And he said, I can't come, because if I'll come, I'll be detached from spirituality. How come? He says, my group is there, but you're greater, many times greater than them. True, but they want to hear from me. They want to connect somehow. And it is enough in order for me to connect together with them and be great. meaning that not to wait and to like say this group isn't okay, that group isn't okay, but a man that is working now, and each one has the opportunity to do, perform a spiritual work. If he wants, through matter, he begins to see to which extent all the systems are prepared, all the work is in him, the free choice, and no more than that. The world depends upon him, both in man and woman. He takes himself and the whole world to the scale of merit with no without any problem, decisively. Where this is the way we say men, women, Adam, Eve, but actually each one has the opportunity to come now to whatever only he is capable of. There is nothing preventing you from it. This is what I want to say. Okay, I want to talk about this point. You described the inner work of a man very precisely. A man has to enter a group, see them as the greatest of the generation. Clear. You said that a woman has to provoke deficits. How does she do it, and what does it mean to provoke deficits? I already said before this that a man that develops, he each time comes to the correct deficits along the way and realizes them, and this is the way he advances. The soul of a man will teach us, it leads him, because we develop according to the reshimot. And if we perform the correct actions, these reshimot, they provoke each time, they awaken each time, and they stabilize the current state each and every time, another state, another condition. Where does it come from? From the reshimot. And therefore, it's not, what do I have to do? Where will I be? Do whatever you need to do now, and next time you'll know what is upon you to do again. And more and more and more, and it goes for men and women. We, in total, have to realize our internal reshimot. Therefore, it is obvious for a man. What's so obvious for a man? He comes each morning to the study. If he comes here or to the computer, like a woman, by the way, or in Compass or wherever, he reads a book. It depends on which degree and which temp does he study. And he has the same questions. So as a result of coming to the group, he's okay. He comes to the group, he does something a bit, but the inner question is the same question. What do I do? Is it correct or not? What should I do? He looks upon the others, and what does he see? That they also, perform different external actions. A woman, of course, she has many more questions because she's not tied in this circle, but we have to remember that to this circle are connected to the night studies, 200-300 men, how many? All the rest are in the same form like women. They study through the lines, through the net and dissemination, or the television and dissemination, and by this men and women, they're equal. And to divide into the male group and the female group, it's also possible to do that. And we encourage this. I don't see these questions as resulting from an inner deficit of what to do, because what to do is study and dissemination. It goes both for men. So there's the matter of group here, but the group is also an internal matter, a man that comes to study. For instance, at the same time, we would have opened a place here. Like, we sit here, come study from 3 a.m. Please, all the women here, all the men there, what will be as a result? What's the difference? Because the work in a group, it's internal group, it's subjugation towards the friends. What are friends? Friends, it's not towards his face or your face with regard to his face or your face, but it's regarding a spiritual term towards which I have to subjugate myself towards the public opinion that I respect and I want it to work upon me, like we talked in the freedom of choice and free choice. I need the group. What is the group? These are people with a special goal that I do respect this goal, but I don't have enough powers to pressure myself in order to come to it, to give up everything I have to give up in order to reach them. I don't have the power for it, so I enter a group that respects that same goal in order for them to give me these powers, because I am influenced by the environment. This is the way each and every one of us is built. This is the matter of a group. And for women, they have SMS. I see I'm sitting beside my wife. 10 minutes? 10 SMS. 10 SMS, they come in. She's not here. Is she here already? It's really so. There is, I think that the society is even more formed than the male group. So I don't think that today we're missing something. And in the whole world, necessarily, I see how women, they're active and they work. I don't know. It's really... It only tells me about this deficit, that it's impossible to fulfill this deficit, but by the upper light. Other questions? They want to ask, okay? First women. Today, first women. One day a year. The women, they as if they bring something good. This deficit is something good. So why do the men have to overcome it? Who has a good desire? Women? A good deficit? Why a good deficit? No. She's asking cunningly. Yes, I'll tell you. The deficit that a woman has to bring a man, it's not give me money, we'll buy new furniture, we'll buy the children something, and we'll go together, have a good time, travel, the family life will be more organized. We're not talking about those deficits. These you call good deficits, because a woman, she really wants something that is good for the family. Wait. Oh. Because a woman, she really wants whatever is good for the family, for the home. Truly, her desires, compared with the man's desires, are desires in this world that are corrected. It's true, but we're not talking about this deficit. For this deficit, you don't need a Kabbalist. You have to get married with a millionaire, and you'll have everything. But we're talking about the deficit for spirituality, that we're missing, we're lacking, that if it's truly a good desire, it will provoke the man for good things, and he'll run like a child. He'll run according to this desire. He'll feel it from within and realize it. So a woman's desire has to be good. And a woman, she has to work on this desire. It's not simple. It's not simply to say, but a woman has a good desire. What woman? He has to overcome because he receives this desire. This desire, it's still an egoistic desire. And by him, the intentions are also egoistic. You think, you're thinking, my desire is good. The man, he only needs to take that desire to go with it someplace and get a fulfillment for it. Your desire is an egoistic desire for spirituality. And the male desire, it's also the intention in order to receive. Both of them are in corruption, in exile, what we call exile, and both of them have to be corrected. So a man corrects his intention, he works upon that intention, therefore he works with the group in order to annul himself and to receive from them the greatness of the goal, the connection with the Creator, the purchase of the quality in order to bestow. And if he gets the deficit for this from you, the deficit towards bestowal, the corrupt deficit, doesn't matter. But together it creates in general a deficit, a corrupt deficit with the corrupt intention to be corrected. And this is called raising man. And then upon your false desire and his false intention, but aim towards correction, there will come light from above that reforms, the light that will correct. See how many stages in the preparation, both on behalf of the nukva, on behalf of the male, and the connection between them in order to raise man, not in order to correct, they can't correct, but only in order to demand the power of correction, and then comes the light and corrects, and after it corrects, there is another ascent for the fulfillment in order to fulfill the mutual kli. Meaning that I see that they're truly lacking scrutinies here. I see that it's not that obvious. Yes. First, women. Dear Rav, I wanted to know when in Judaism did they begin to marry a couple by the chuppah and kiddushin? A. And B, there are many couples that get married in civil marriage. Does the holiness dwell upon them if they get married that way, or doesn't it? Thank you. When did they begin to marry couples according to our custom of chuppah and kiddushim? I don't know. I used to live in Sha'arayim in Rehovot. In the Yemenian surroundings. So I know there it's simple. You bring a woman, a cup, candles, cup of wine, a neighbor to see, two neighbors, and that's it. That's the ceremony. Today, without half a chicken, nothing helps. These weddings, I hear at night here, each night, the discotheque and the sparks coming out. So all of these ceremonies have nothing to do with spirituality. Like you say, how is it possible with a man and woman, how does sanctity dwell upon them with a chuppah or without a chuppah? When I bring those two fools, a man and a woman, and I put a talit upon them and I say, you're mekudeshet, you're sanctified. Is it Gdusha? Is it sanctity? No, it's a custom, a nice custom of our people that we do have to keep it, but not to think that a result of this comes sanctity. What kind of sanctity can come by these actions? Sanctity? There comes no sanctity. Wait. I'm not getting into it. I'm saying that customs are customs, and sanctity, it means bestowal, the love of the other. Sacred, it means separate. Holy means separate. And it has nothing to do with the ceremony we perform in this world. Sanctity is beyond this world, something we have to attain. And not by simply him telling her, you're sanctified or something. Okay, fine, now she's his. So what? Once, in ancient times, they used to go to the market, pay money, buy a woman. A woman is purchased by money. So what? There's already holiness between them. You have to understand that all of these customs, they merely belong to the culture of the nation. And it is worth respecting them because each people have to have their framework and their culture, but no more than that. And not to think that there is like sanctity in it. Sanctity, holiness is bestowal and love. If a person, he acquires this quality, then he is truly sacred. I don't want to get into these things. We're talking about Women's Day, something happy. Yes, please. So, what should my desire be? How to correctly sort it out for the Creator to come and fulfill me, how to formulate my desire, what should my desire be? The desire, it has to be that in total, I'm not missing anything besides having a strong desire to reveal the Creator. This is the power of bestowal and love that dwells among all of us, and it truly exists, but it exists in concealment. And I can feel it as long as I want it, on condition that I want it very much. I'll precisely want that same quality like Him. And I'm incapable of reaching it, achieving it on my own, unless I want, I need, I yearn to be connected together with the whole world, with all women and all men. And by this I see the extent to which I'm completely not in direction, and I ask for a correction that will change my opinion for my desire to be truly to come to achieve that spiritual deficit. If we're talking about a woman as a deficit, then the deficit for spirituality. And the male, he can't perform. He will be lacking this deficit, and he will be needy of... He will need the woman's deficit. The truth is that as much as we see it oppositely in this world, but men depend more on women. Because... To the point, a man cannot realize something if the general deficit of the women would have not supported it. I don't know how to put it. I don't have the words. It's the general system. This is the way it works. We needn't forget that the destruction was made by the woman. I'm not speaking... adversely, but I mean that they have the great desires, they have the great kelim, and if we do not reveal those desires within a woman, then there is nothing to correct. Who is Adam compared with Eve? She has to do with the serpent, with all the evil in the world. She brings everyone to the sin of the tree of knowledge, good and bad, that this is the center of creation, the kli you have to fulfill. She is compelled in the eating of the tree of knowledge, that's the reception of the light within it. Adam, in all this story, he's very childish compared with her and her, this story. She leads the whole story, the same as I said about Esther. She turns behind the frame. She turns all this story. It's not that I want to say it here one way and the male group another way. Simply look what's happening in reality. Therefore, if you ask about what do I have to do, which desire, it's necessarily the desire that it is written about in all the articles. The desire for spirituality, the desire for bestowal, the desire for love. The desire above the egoistic desire. That's it. Not to think that a male is capable of doing it and we aren't. Whatever women are incapable of doing is... Women are incapable of reaching a connection amongst them like men. Because that connection has nothing to do with the chisaron. It has to do with the masach. You hear this? It's a difference. It's a difference in the chisaron, in the deficit between man and woman. The deficit in a woman for spirituality has to be a deficit for spirituality, for love, for giving, for bestowal. And the deficit of the man for connection. And then they will join together. Because a man, he builds a masach, and the woman, she builds a deficit, but not simply so that whatever she's missing, she lacks, she reaches it. The scrutiny is upon her. Yes? If you'll be given a mic. So, according to what... And thank you very much. Thank you on behalf of all of us for what you're doing. You're saying that actually everything that happens, we're scrutinizing now, regardless of what is written throughout all the generations, we simply have new scrutinies of how we build the structure of Adam Rishon you're talking about. So when I study and I see all of these sketches where you tell us about how the world is created, it's not that it was created, it's happening now. There are creatures here that do not yet perceive that they're the creator because they're simply not connected. True. We are in the world of Ein Sof. Time does not exist, and according to the measure of our correction, we attain the reality that is closer and closer to the true, only existing reality in the world of Ein Sof. So we weren't even born yet. In spirituality, not yet. So each one with his... I'll return to it. So each one in his development, true, each one in his development, but in the framework of the general development, the time has now come where everyone can develop. So everyone can get in now. 25 or 30 years ago, when I studied Kabbalah, there was no such thing at all. A woman that studies Kabbalah, or simply men, or simply different places, it was a problem. Today, if it opens up, it opens up for everyone. But nonetheless, each one in this development. Yes, Mrs. Chanoch. Man and woman are within me. Who is my man? My husband? My father? My teacher? My rav? My neighbor? Who is the man that I have built on the inside? And I receive an answer in spirituality upon the Quran. I know you. What do you mean? I understand you're not asking about peace at home, something happening in the family. Take the mic from her or it's going to continue. Look. As a result of the breaking of the vessels that broke, where Adam and Eve broke, they wanted to continue the light. What is the sin of the tree of knowledge? It's not that she simply, Adam and Eve, they parted. Immediately, according to advice of their ego, which is called the evil inclination, the serpent, they thought they can connect now and bring the Gemar Tikkun, the final connection, a correction in order to bestow. It was all in sanctity. The first eating was, the second wasn't, doesn't matter. They wanted immediately to fulfill the Kli with the intention in order to bestow the deficit of Eve by the intentions of Adam. I don't need to draw these things. Everyone already can depict these, my cup of coffee. So, when they wanted to fulfill the woman's kli by the masach of the man, Adam and Eve, it broke. Because that same part that that has awoken that serpent, our basic ego, had no masach upon it, and it didn't feel that it is lacking a masach. So therefore, the kli broke. In the breaking of the kelim, in the breaking of this kli, the masach mixed with the desire, Adam and Eve, and therefore, in each and every one of us, there are parts of man and woman mixed together, even according to the chromosomes, in each and every one of us. There are the male parts and the female parts. There's always plus and minus in the connection between us. In the atom, in each and everything, there have to be both powers. There is no one power on its own. There are always two powers connected together somehow. So therefore, in each and every one of us, there is the part of the male and the part of the female, both the deficit and the overcoming of the deficit. Only that in men, the work has to be differently, and in women, it has to be differently. The same as like in physiology, in man and woman, there are parts which belong only to men, and there are parts that belong only to women, and there are mutual things in the work of the systems, etc. So, if we work in general, in total, each and every one works with the man in us and the woman in us. Each and every one, because there can't be one without the other. Also, in order to scrutinize merely the intention upon which desire. And if I'm talking only about the desire in which direction, meaning with which intention. Therefore, we automatically are including for both parts of this creation, each and every one of us. But each one, nonetheless, has the direction, either male or female. Yes. The male examines himself in the group, his intentions, his desires. Where do I examine myself? A woman. What? Not to confuse. A man examines himself in the group. What does it mean he examines himself in the group? Guys, tell me, am I okay? Am I not okay? What does it mean examines himself? Meaning that he has towards whom to work, seemingly, and he checks it out. Where is the group? What does it mean? I'm looking at 200 heads. They're sitting in front of the table, eating, drinking, studying. What does it mean that I examine? A group is something spiritual. It's a figure. It's a spiritual pattern. I don't look at what? When I look at them, I see them. No. You look at your husband, you see him. Or you see on the inside who and what he is. On the inside, you can't see it on the outside. My wife says this to me all the time. I see you. And this is the way it is with a group. The truth is that I don't see. I see here desires. Wanting to connect. Those more, those less, different, they change constantly. But it is like a certain spiritual essence. This is what I see. And it doesn't depend whether I'm besides them or I'm distant from them. It is an emotional matter beyond time and space. It's the same with a woman. It's no different than a man. Detach a bit from corporeality, really, a bit, 1 millimeter above it, and you'll see how all the questions, they simply disappear and nothing remains. Only I and the system that I need to get into, to adhere onto it, to want to be connected, to subjugate myself and to accept from it the essence. And it doesn't matter where I am, at what distance, and thank God I have the opportunity sometimes to connect through the media, through these lines, and hear and see, and even come here and ask. And I don't see that there is like a certain, what's missing? What's missing? I really don't know. Each one has the opportunity to come, participate physically in dissemination, see, hear, talk to a few women that are in that same direction. It's simply, I don't know. Women think that men have more of something. What more does he have? He comes at 3 a.m., sits, like dummy in front of the book feels it or doesn't feel it. You can feel even more than him at home. You can see him on the screen or be like him. And what do you have? What does he have more? Dissemination. Please come disseminate. And the different things that we engage in, please engage in them. We need, we're thirsty for manpower. Please. I don't understand this. What do men have more? It's simply not a psychological problem. No more than that, but in spirituality there are no preferences. None whatsoever. Yes. You said today that you said something important and great, that we're in the beginning of a new era. And accordingly, it's not surprising that we barely appeared in the Pentateuch. We began all the processes, and no. You appeared each and every place only in a form according to the woman's role, in a concealed fashion. I heard all things, and I would like to truly ascribe to it that it's not surprising that now we're truly as a Kli against Kli, the female Kli against the male Kli. We're going to begin the last generation, and therefore it's now knocking on the door and wanting to discover itself anew in order to take responsibility over it and provoke this correction. So my question is, as a result of this beginning, and I think it's the greatest possible dissemination, that the Rav, before the whole world, will sit at least once a week and speak before women. What is the difference between men and women? No, because here, for instance, we're sitting here today, and there are very subtle scrutinies each morning and between us. Sorry, but she's an actress. She's emotional. Emotional, yes. Do you think that it will help what we're talking about? What we're talking about now today, I think it's going to be incredibly helpful. Come out of here. A minute, two later, forget everything. Of course. It's simply a bit. So the whole week, she says. Therefore, I'm saying, you have the opportunity. She's saying she will not forget. You will forget. I will not forget. So it's possible. No, wait. Why only me? Maybe it will compel the rest of the men. No. There's no special study for a woman. Scrutinies. Question. You know, it's possible. We'll talk to his honorable organizer, and maybe once every month and a half, we'll have such a lecture with scrutinies. Okay. Yes. What is the spiritual root of being unfertile is something extremely special. We see it on our mothers were unfertile. There was always a hardship. It refers to the hardship of the coupling between the male and female parts, the desire and the masach. How hard it is to detect each and every such things, and the actions said, told in the Torah, that necessarily by very special completions, by foreign forces, women from the side, external forces, women from the side, only after an action that Abraham performs with Agal, and then it comes to Sarah also, and with Rivka and Leah and all that, We're talking about the completion of the kelim. What we're talking about in our world is the result of even greater corruptions that took place in the spiritual vessels, because everything existing in our world is a result of the spiritual corruption. Our world itself and what happens in it, and therefore certainly what we're scrutinizing to this day, what we're feeling, what is happening in all these phenomena with the different illnesses and those special different illnesses and all these problems, these are already signs that we're at the end of corruption. But not to think that as a result we can easily correct it. It's truly man that is to this day, he's unbalanced with nature. By this lack of balance, he causes different problems, and the gist problem that is first of all felt immediately is being unfertile, which is against the foundation of creation, the essence of creation. Yes. Oh, we have a guest from London.
I have been with you for a long time, and my children are grown up, and they have followed.
I don't speak.
Okay, and my children have followed my path here with Bnei Baruch and with you.
Ken?
No.
No,
they don't want to know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So my question is, do I somehow influence them? I mean, I don't do any, please read this, do this, it's really good, like the music. I don't do
it, but...
Not to put pressure upon them, that's very good, but how to influence them, in your case, I don't think it's so simple, because they're distant, without the proper environment, in a completely different culture, foreign culture. I don't think that in her case it is possible. Maybe as time goes by, I wouldn't have thought about it. I studied from my Rav that in spirituality there is no proximity that exists in corporeality. A child follows you. He follows, he doesn't, then he doesn't. He has his own judgments, he has his own correction. Therefore, not to oblige, not to compel. You give him here and there, it attracts him. It somehow aims them in life very good. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. And in spirituality, we're not connected like in corporeality. Having children, they have souls that completely have no belonging to us. Torah doesn't pass in heritage. Therefore, the corporeal birth and the spiritual birth, it's a completely different organ. Then on behalf of spirituality, let them go. And when the time will come, the time of their correction will come. Who else? Yes? I wanted to ask the Rav. Once I heard on TV in one of your shows that you said that from a certain stage and onwards, man and woman, they already become one. Meaning that there no longer exists man and woman, but only the spiritual essence in one of the conversations that you gave. Yes, I meant the connection, that there is such a connection in the term of man and woman, and it turns into one kli, the desire with a screen upon it, that already receives from above the upper light, and it turns into both the desire and the masach and the or chozer and the or yashar. Everything fulfills one soul, two souls combine as one, and as a result they procreate the mutual between them, which is called a son. Sorry, the intention is in that same soul. No, the intention is in the unity of souls within a woman or within me. both within you and both in the general men and women in all of humanity, both the both two great parts of humanity, the man part and the woman part, will connect together, and there will be one Kli fulfilled by the upper light. Yes? You depict a corporeal picture behind it, that what the bodies disappear, man and woman as one body. What can you depict here? I don't get it. We're not talking about a corporeal matter. Kabbalah speaks only about internality, at least about a man's character. And ordinarily the soul, and not the body, the physiological body. Well, yes, yes, to that woman. I think that I have found something that the man have undoubtedly and the woman don't have. The Masel, they know that if they will not give Masel, they cannot advance spiritually. What about women? It's really... There are two sides to this. I tell you from what I understand, and unfortunately, there is no one to consult. The way I understand it, Maser is upon the man, the bestowing part, the part that is going to be corrected, the part going to correct the deficit, and a tenth of that chisaron it cannot correct. Either upon the male or the family. The family is also like the man that is taking all of this structure and is going and correcting it. So actually, the provider, the maser, it's from the prophet. I'm talking spirituality. When I make a masach and ol chozer, and the prophet is that has to come to me, a tenth of it, I wave in advance because it against the part of the malchut that I am incapable of correcting. So, if we're talking spiritually, then towards man, it's only aimed towards man. If we're talking corporeally, then also it was once upon a man. The woman used to sit at home, children, and household. Or they used to work in their field with the cows, and it was nonetheless written on account of the man. Today, a woman, which is, first of all, she can be on her own, and there are more and more of those from year to year, and she works, and she earns herself. Against spirituality that works that way, when she works that way, then on the one hand, in corporeality, she has to. On the other hand, towards spirituality, she nonetheless works as the female part against the male part. Or she works because of the corruption that was created. Yes, because of the corruption. But nonetheless, there's here a certain... how to put it? I see that a woman should participate in her tenth part, because nonetheless, in the process taking place now, each one is correcting himself more and more independently. But I have to explain everything in order for it to be as a study. It's not the matter of paying, not paying, more money, less money for dissemination or what. First of all, know what is the principle. And certainly, after all these explanations, behind these explanations, or after them, I see that more and more women participate in it. And as you know, this money goes immediately to dissemination. So I think it is worthwhile. The maser is, for men, it's simply, without it, there is nothing to talk about. And today it is accumulated so that a woman, she works and performs like a man, both in spirituality. And therefore this maser, it will help her for sure, undoubtedly. But it is an obligation like for a man, can't say. And in total, I'm saying again, we are the first group that tries to correct itself and bring itself to a more corrected state, to bring itself closer to correction. And I see that we are granted good steps, and I hope that this year we will sense spirituality within our vessels, at least to a certain extent, to an extent of a small illumination, but nevertheless. And we'll work together, but we've dedicated now so many powers to handle women and organizing the female group and the community and in general in the world. If necessary, we'll make more and more. Without it, it's impossible completely. Not only in dissemination where we earn from the woman's powers, but the more scrutinized her desire will be, the more she'll know, the more she'll understand what are we engaging in and to what extent she can help and how much she herself can do without men. She herself can do. This is necessarily a tremendous power, an enormous force. Again, I'm returning to what I began with today's conversation, that Adam Rishon cannot correct itself unless the female separates from and comes out as a separate nukva, grows, provokes the serpent, namely the evil, the great ego corrupts everything, and afterwards pushes him towards correction. Man here is necessarily the passive part compared with everything that Eve is doing or Esther behind the scenery, and this is the way it is in a concealed fashion. The woman performs in all of these corrections. Today, it's not like once, but nonetheless, her desire and spirituality works in concealment. And we have to understand, both men and women, that it will stay, that nonetheless, in the end of correction, a woman's work will be less outstanding than the man's work. And there shouldn't be, you shouldn't come with claim towards this. Why is there no equality? Each one carrying out his role, it turns out that the woman is carrying out a much more important role than the man. We'll have a men's day once a year, maybe. After what I said. Yes. I'm in Bnei Baruch for more than 10 years, and lately I feel that there is truly a strong connection between women for the sake of dissemination. And I'm asking, is it correct, the fact that we're cooperating with men in different projects, they're supporting us, and with them, is this the general direction we have to take and put more exertion into? Turns out that as we work, we're tied with each other, but it's a time of work. It's like in any office. It has nothing to do with spirituality. When besides me, there is a few women that work in translation, computers, and whatever we need, then it's like in a ordinary office that is either secular or religious or overseas, or today there's no difference in this work, but it does not change or influence man's inner work, where there a man's work is for a man and a woman's work is for a woman. Doesn't matter. It matters sometimes that you see who translated, a man or a woman, according to the style. Or what do you mean? If, for example, we're now preparing lessons for children in education that men know in content spiritually more than us, and we participate, we cooperate with them, then it improves our direction. This is what I mean. Did you understand your wife? Very good. So what did she say? No, I really didn't understand. She said that women are better, let's say, in things like dealing with children, understanding them. But the content, since the men are studying a lot and are engaging a lot in content, men understand a bit more regarding the content. Is the combination between the woman's practicism and the man's knowledge is a winning combination? Is it true? Yes, of course. That's true. I'm sorry. Well, you're asking constantly. Doctor, yes? Well, please. What is a kiss in spirituality? Ooh. In the connection between the two bodies, when they approach each other in spirituality, and as a result of it in corporeality, there is a proximity, hug, kiss, and zivug. Okay, chibug, neshika, zivug. We study it in TESS, 12th part, I think, of TESS. So as a result, in our world, there are also the same spiritual, the same corporeal phenomena. In spirituality, it's a result of equivalence of form. As much as both desires, creature and creator, are in proximity of thought, of desires, of actions, intentions, they come closer, and afterwards there's a contact, and there's a hug, the hug of the right, the hug of the left. His left under my head, and his right will inarm me, and afterwards there's the kiss, the zivug of Neshikin, what we call zivug of Neshikin, and then the zivug of the Yesodot, which is the zivug itself, the coupling itself. These are the measures of coupling between the two partsufs, or creator and creature. This is something extremely spiritual. This is worthwhile yearning for. It's truly something extremely exalted. It is the Zivug of Neshikin. It's called Ruchin Beruchin, meaning Pe El Pe. When there is a mutual screen in Pe El Pe, mutual Masach, because you stand Partsuf to Partsuf, everyone learns this. There is a spiritual Partsuf, and its Pe is standing a Masach. So if it's a Zivug of Pe El Pe and the mutual Masach, everything existing in one partsuf pours into the other partsuf. Not bad. Rav, I have a question. The moment we are in a group of women. No, sit, it's fine. If I see that, at least it seems to me so, that I see that there are problems in the male part of the group, how I, as a woman, have to refer to it? What is my work? If there is something that I can do, is there something by which I can affect only as a woman in the silent desire, behind the scenery, quietly, in something, not directly. Women with good experience, they have good experience, they know how to do it, so in order to turn a man that, true or not? Okay. And really, this way he accepts it. He does not jump against it, and he performs whatever is needed. And also this way, the women's group towards the men's group and the female part in humanity, if they would have understood a bit how much it depends upon them, our world would have been different. I don't want to blame anyone, but in truth, woman's deficit, if we can organize it well, it will govern the world and make it a better place. Let's do it. Thank you very much. Okay, before we finish, we want to invite you to get into the social blog of Bnei Baruch, where we find all materials for women, the scrutiny of a woman's path. We're trying to do it there by clips and by lessons and questions and answers that will be answered there. It's all of this is in KabbalahGroup.info, the same address of the blog before the Congress. It's the same address, KabbalahGroup.info. Get into the new blog. It's called We're Continuing to Sail. All the best.